Welcome to the Be Loud About What Matters podcast. I'm Olivia, your host. On this podcast, I will be bringing light to topics that are important but not discussed enough within our society. Episodes will include a range of topics, starting with the journey to conceive, pregnancy, birth, postpartum and motherhood, holistic healing and nutrition, and the importance of true informed consent and medical freedom. The goal of this podcast is to create connections, share stories, information, and resources to educate and empower people in their own personal journey. Hello, beautiful listeners. Hello, hello. I am so excited to be chatting with you all tonight. Tonight is another solo episode of the Be Loud About What Matters podcast, where we're going to be chatting about fragrance and why you need to remove it from your home and your life. So this is something that I really am very passionate about because, again, it's something that I don't feel that enough people understand the gravity of and how harmful fragrance is to our bodies, how harmful fragrance is to not only ourselves as adults, but to our babies, our children, our pets, and also our unborn babies. And especially when there are couples that are trying to conceive, people do not realize how much fragrance can impact your body then as well. So we're going to start off by talking about what fragrance is, the definition of fragrance. And when you take a bottle and you're looking at the ingredients on the back, it can say fragrance or it can say parfum, and that's what companies use as a catch-all term, like an umbrella term, for upwards of 3,000 different chemicals, which, again, people do not understand that. And companies are not required to list all of those ingredients. So super, super fun. But anyways, fragrance is defined as a combination of chemicals that give perfume or cologne its distinct scent. It can be made from petroleum or natural raw materials. Majority of the time, it is made from petroleum. And that the reasoning behind that is because it is cheap to make. So not only does fragrance contain chemicals that combine to create a scent, they also contain solvents, UV absorbers, preservatives, and dyes. Mind you, again, none of these things are listed on the ingredient label of the products that you use. The use and exposure to fragrance has been linked to a slew of medical issues for everyone who uses them or who is around them 24/7. Another thing that is super important to talk about, like I just said, there are companies that have a catch-all term like fragrance or parfum on their products, and the FDA does not require fragrance and cosmetic companies to actually list what their ingredients are. Or most companies won't disclose what the chemicals used in their products are because they will claim that they are their trade secrets, that those are the chemicals that they use to make up their distinct scent and they don't want to share it with people. And then about 95% of chemicals used in synthetic fragrances are derived from petroleum, which is what I was talking about before. These chemicals include benzene derivatives, which are carcinogenic, aldehydes, toluene, and many other known toxic chemicals linked to cancer, birth defects, central nervous system disorders, and allergic reactions. So not only are these fragrances causing all of these different health issues, and that's just a few of them. We haven't even fully gotten into it. It can also disrupt your hormones. They're known as endocrine disruptors, which, like I was saying a few minutes ago, can impact your hormones and your fertility for both men and women. So there are so many things that contain fragrance that we use in our day-to-day life. And so I wanted to talk about where you can find fragrance. And these are things that people literally use every single day. And they may not realize how much fragrance their body is exposed to or how much fragrance their babies are exposed to. So let's just rattle off a list real quick. We have dryer sheets and laundry detergent, any shampoo, conditioners, hairsprays, gels, any household cleaners, hand and dish soap, scented candles, air fresheners, trash bags, cosmetics, deodorant, sunscreen, body wash, tissues, perfume, cologne, plug-ins, Febreze air spray, air fresheners, lotion. It is literally everywhere. So if you use those things on a daily basis, think about how many chemicals and toxins your body is being exposed to. And not only that, think about if you're using those products on yourself and you're using them in your house and you're using them around your children, think about how that's going to impact them. And because, like I think pretty much everybody knows at this point, things always impact babies and young children more because they are still developing. All of their organs are developing, their central nervous system, their immune system, everything is still developing. So things that impact us are going to impact them even more so. So we have to be mindful of these things. Like I was saying, if you're using that entire list of things that I just listed off in regards to what has fragrance in it, not only are you exposing yourself to that, but you're exposing your kids to that. So we need to start being mindful of these things. And one thing that I did want to touch on that I don't know if I've said on the podcast before, but the people who work in the science lab for IVF, they literally are not allowed to wear perfume or cologne. That right there in itself should tell you how serious of a chemical and a toxin fragrance is. Because, like I said, the term fragrance is really an umbrella for up to 3,000 different chemicals. 3,000. And you don't even know what those chemicals are on the back of the products that you're using because they are not required to tell you what they are. And like I also said before, they're carcinogenic. So these perfume and fragrances are literally linked to cancer. The toxic load that we are exposing ourselves, our children, the world to is insane. It's causing such a burden on our bodies. It's causing so many different medical and health issues. And people don't even realize it. They don't realize it because these companies don't have to disclose this information to them. I posted a very long time ago, before my other Instagram account was deleted, that anything that contains fragrance should literally have a warning label on it. And I still stand by that statement because these things are harmful. They're harmful to our health, especially with prolonged exposure to them. And especially for our kids. We don't want to be burdening our children's bodies with all of these chemicals and toxins and fragrance and perfumes. It's not good for them. It's not good for you. And we also have to think about the fact that our skin is the largest organ on our body. So if we are lathering ourselves up in fragrance all the time, that is going to have a serious impact on your health over time. So I wanted to talk about some of the health effects of fragrance. And I briefly went into it a few minutes ago when I first started talking about it, but there's a really long list. There's a really long list of things that they can cause. So for example, this is just a short list, an interference of proper brain development for babies in the womb. This is why I talk about these things. If a pregnant mother is using all of these different products in her home, on her body that contain fragrance, it can literally impact the brain development of your child while they are growing. That is insane. That needs to be talked about. And that is why every single product that contains fragrance should have a freaking warning label on it. And I'm not here to scare you. I'm not here to try and fear-monger people. I'm here to talk about these things because they matter and because people genuinely don't know about these things because they're not discussed. They need to be talked about. Okay, moving into more health effects of fragrance, symptoms of ADHD, neurological and behavioral disorders. So this can be once your baby or your child or even yourself as an adult is exposed to these things, prolonged exposure can cause these issues. Then we go move into irritations of the sinuses and the lungs. It can trigger asthma attacks. talking about skin allergies, eczema, and dermatitis, talking about hormone disruption and infertility, which I've touched on a few times now, difficulty breathing and coughing, headaches, migraines, and again, like I mentioned, cancer. For me personally, I never realized the impact of the body wash, the body sprays, the candles that I was using from, I don't even know, middle school all the way through college until I really started my holistic healing journey. I was getting brutal, brutal migraines and headaches. And everybody was like, oh, it's genetic and you can't really do much about it. But once I changed my lifestyle and I got rid of all of the perfume and all of the candles that I used to lather myself in and have burning however many hours a day, my headaches went away. It's really amazing how these small little things can make the biggest difference in your life. Oh man, I really get worked up talking about these things because I just don't understand why these companies don't have to share these things. Other things that it can cause are nausea, it can irritate your eyes, it can trigger restlessness, dizziness, difficulty concentrating, like I said, the ADHD. It can actually accumulate in fat and make its way into breast milk. Hello, this is crazy. If it can get into your breast milk, that means it's going directly into your baby's body. Come on, people. I don't know how this is not something that's discussed. I really don't. I do think that there are many more people who are really, really making an effort to share these things and to making an effort to really have their homes be more non-toxic or toxin-free, I should say. But this should literally be common knowledge. This should be something that pediatricians are talking about, that doctors are talking about, that everyone is talking about. It should be talked about. Also, something that is not really considered because we're not even just talking about our bodies, but fragrance compounds can make their way into our soil and water sources where they'll contaminate the environment and accumulate in aquatic life. So, fragrance chemicals have actually been found to be stored in the fat tissues of fish and seafood. What else do I need to say, guys? Seriously, what else do I need to say? I am trying to convince you to get this fragrance the hell out of your life and to be mindful of the products that you're using because not only does it impact you, your family, your environment, but it's also impacting the food that we eat, impacting your babies, your unborn babies, your new babies. This is also why, for the longest time, I was so hesitant to say to people, or ask people not to wear perfume or cologne around Lula, and everybody thought I was crazy. This is why newborn babies don't need to have their faces shoved into chemicals and fragrance from your laundry detergent, from your perfume, from your candles. They don't need to be exposed to that. They really, really don't. It's too much for their bodies. Hoo-hoo, man, man. I'm not even done yet, guys. This is just the beginning. We haven't even gotten into the more juicy part of it, which I shouldn't say juicy because it's just horrible, but the impact of fragrance on unborn babies and children. I'm going to talk about this even more so. So, babies and children have a higher risk of exposure to dangerous chemicals found in these products because their sensory organs are still developing and they have an acute sensitivity to substances in the environment. And then there are also some studies, and these studies are from literally 20 years ago, more than 20 years ago. So, if these were done then and we're still not implementing more of a non-toxic lifestyle or removing fragrance, and these companies still haven't done it, now is the time to do it. Now is the time to pay attention to the products that you use, pay attention to what's in them, and get fragrance the hell out of your life. I know I just said that. I'm probably going to sound like a broken record, but it's really, really important. So, according to the Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry, compounds derived from petroleum, which is what we were talking about, most of the chemicals used in these fragrances are from petroleum. Used in a high percentage of scented products can cause cancer, birth defects, and can damage the immune system with prolonged exposure. A Greenpeace study revealed that 36 well-known perfume brands contain two toxic man-made chemicals known to alter blood pressure, pulse, and mood, and also change brain blood flow and trigger migraine headaches. It can change the blood flow in your brain. This is how serious this is, guys. This is the study I was also talking about before. This study was done in 1991 by the Environmental Protection Agency, which found that the pesticide linalool, which many people probably don't know about, but is a commonly used chemical found in perfume, is known to cause lethargy, depression, and life-threatening respiratory effects. Life-threatening respiratory effects, guys. These things are serious. I just genuinely don't understand how this is not a topic of conversation, especially when it comes to having these things around newborn babies and yourselves. We do, everyone deserves better. Really, we really do. So, like I was saying before, children may be at an increased risk of negative health effects from fragrances, and research is showing some concerning patterns. I mean, like I already said, all of these things are very concerning, and we should be mindful of them, and we really should be making changes for everyone, but especially for our kids. Children are at an increased risk of reacting to airborne fragrances. So one study found that the concentration of room freshener fragrance to be higher at children's breathing height compared to adult breathing height in the minutes following the use of fragranced air fresheners. So yes, this makes sense, right? If you're an adult and you're standing up and you spray an air freshener, it's going to drop down and be at their level. Scientists are also able to measure specific concentrations of fragrances in the surrounding air, and they're able to do this after infants are exposed to lotions, powders, and shampoos. And they have actually been finding increased concentrations of phthalates in their urine, which shows that not only are these chemicals being put into the largest organ of their body, their skin, but it's being processed by their bodies. This is even more concerning because it's showing up in their urine. We were already talking about how these things can show up in mother's breast milk. Now we're talking about the products that are being used on our baby every single time a baby takes a bath. If they're exposed to that fragrance every time, depending on how often you bathe your baby, that's a lot. That's a lot. There's also a strong indication that phthalates increase the risk of allergy and asthma and have a negative impact on children's nervous system development, which we talked about earlier. And we can also talk about the fact, again, that phthalates in fragrances may negatively affect the reproductive system of children. So not only is it impacting fertility in adults, in male and females, but it can also, with prolonged exposure, if you're being exposed to that every single day growing up, this is going to create a toxic load on your body and it can impact your reproductive system as you grow. So this is why it's so important to start ditching toxins, to get rid of fragrance, because not only is it impacting you, but it's going to impact your children and can impact their ability to have children in the future if they want to. So I just think about it like this. Does something smelling nice but full of chemicals worth more than your health? No. Hell no. It's not. And also there's a stigma that if things don't have a smell to them, then they're not clean, and that's just not even true. And also there are so many different ways that you can use safe, real scents in your home. I'm going to talk about that once we get closer to the end of this episode. I still want to touch on some of the serious things that we need to touch on in regards to how this is impacting our kids because they're more impacted by this. So, sensitization to allergens can start in early infancy, and fragrances are one of the most frequent allergens causing allergic skin reactions in children. So, for me specifically, my skin is incredibly sensitive to everything, and therefore, I had a feeling that Tallulah's skin would be too. So, one of the biggest things that I started looking into prior to having her was what detergents to use. Because any mamas who are listening, any parents who are listening, pediatricians recommend Dreft baby detergent, and it is horrible. It's horrible. Go on to the EWG website. I can link that in the show notes, and you can see how bad it is for your children. And you can also look up all of the other detergents that are on there that contain fragrance, and you can see how they are rated from A to F. And most of them fail. And most of them, these companies that say that they're non-toxic and say that they're healthy and they're safe for your kids, are greenwashed. So this is why actually reading ingredients on the back of bottles is important, and actually taking the time to look up what these ingredients are is so, so important. Because if you're going to be exposing your babies to these things from infancy and then throughout their whole lives, it is going to impact them. It is. So, like I was saying, it can cause allergic skin reactions, and I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen with fragrance around Lula. And no, it hasn't been me, but it's been with other people, and there's a direct impact on her skin. So moving on, we're going to be talking about exposure to fragrances during pregnancy, which, like I said before, can be associated with health outcomes in children even years later. Researchers who examined children's exposure to phthalates in pregnancy found that children had more behavioral symptoms like aggression, conduct, and attention problems by the time they were between 4 and 9 years of age. And this was because the mother was exposed to fragrance. So that means that the mother was exposed to fragrance during her pregnancy, was using products that had fragrance or perfume in them, and therefore her growing baby was also exposed to that. And there was another study where Korean researchers found a link between symptoms of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, in children who were exposed to phthalates. So I've touched on that a few times, but again, this is just another study that's talking about it. And this is why I am talking about it, because these things are impacting all of us. They're impacting our world. They're impacting our health. They're impacting our bodies. They're impacting our dogs, our cats, our children, our food supply. We need to be mindful of this. We need to be paying attention to this, and we need to start doing something about it. So, after all of that fun talk about how fragrance and perfume chemicals are impacting our health and all the different ways that it's doing so, I wanted to talk about some steps to living a non-toxic and fragrance-free life. So, a lot of the time when I talk to people about getting rid of the toxic chemicals in their home, it is something that overwhelms people. It seems intimidating because these are products, brand name products, products that you can find in every single store that people have been using pretty much their entire lives. From their parents using them, from they were kids. And when you're moving into using non-toxic products, it may not be found in every single store. You may have to order them. And people sometimes get intimidated by that, like I said. But the thing to remember is, prior to all these brand name products, there were things that people used. There were natural things that people used that cleaned their homes. And people forget that. People forget that before we had all these brand new fancy schmancy things full of chemicals, that people did things differently. You can talk about how, for example, your grandmother used to use hot water and soap to clean, or vinegar to clean, or hydrogen peroxide. These things are so simple. Those can be found in stores. All of those things can be found in stores. But you actually have to take the initiative to make your own cleaning products, which a lot of people, again, may feel intimidated to do. But it's really not that difficult. If you just slow down and really learn how to do it, it's really not that hard. So let's talk about ways that you can start living a more non-toxic lifestyle. So first and foremost, always, always, always read the ingredients. Flip over the back of the bottle and look at what's in them. Another thing you can do when you turn the bottle over, look and see if there are any warning, like a caution part of the label, and read that. I was recently talking about how I don't keep bleach in our home, and a lot of people are surprised by that, but bleach is so bad for you, so bad for you. And I can talk about that another time, but I don't use bleach in our home, and I always look at the warning labels, the cautions, because when you have children, that's what you need to pay attention to. Okay, next step, get rid of any products in your home that contain fragrance. So I'm not saying that you have to do this all at once. You can do it slowly over time, and you can replace the products. Anything you can do to decrease your exposure to fragrance, chemicals, toxins is a positive thing. So you don't, it doesn't have to be all or nothing. I did all or nothing because I was like, I need this out of my life. Some people do that, but you can go slowly, you can go over time, and you can find swaps that you can use in your home. So voting with our dollar, paying attention to ingredients, and also realizing that a lot of brands are greenwashed. So marketing can be sneaky. The way that they phrase things can be sneaky. And I mean, for example, you want to talk about Mrs. Meyers, which is supposedly a clean brand. It's not a clean brand. They have fragrance in them and their ingredients are horrible. I had Annie, who is the owner and founder of Annie's Pure and Simple, on the podcast a while ago, and Annie uses the most simple ingredients in her products. She uses high quality vinegar and she uses quality essential oils. That's what we use in our home if I'm not making the products myself. That's what we use. That's all we use. Or vinegar, hydrogen peroxide, hot water, soap. Simple things, minimal ingredients, no added fragrance. Okay, moving on. If you're looking to buy a product that contains a scent, find one that uses essential oils instead. So, like I was saying before, you could use Annie's, amazing product, female-owned company, love, love, love her cleaning products. Or you can also use doTERRA's products. They have an entire On Guard line. They also have a brand new Abode line that just came out. If you are interested in talking about oils with me at any point, let me know. I'm happy to send you information on that. Or, like I was saying, if you already have essential oils in your home, you can use those essential oils to make your own cleaning products. So, again, if you have any questions about that, more than happy to send you some recipes to make your own stuff at home. If you already have those things on hand, why not utilize them? Again, talking about making swaps. So I'm not sure, some people are familiar with them, some people aren't, but instead of using dryer sheets, you can purchase wool dryer balls. And all you have to do is take a dryer ball, drop some essential oils on it, toss it in the dryer. It's awesome. You can purchase house plants that remove pollution in the home. There are so many house plants that help the air quality in your home. It can help get rid of toxins. It can help get rid of any sort of pollution in your home. Like I already said before, look into purchasing high quality pure essential oils. You want to be paying attention to the sourcing, where they come from, the testing, the transparency of the company. You don't want to be purchasing really cheap oils on Amazon or at TJ Maxx because those are not going to be quality oils. They are going to have fillers and other contaminants in them. This one's super simple, doesn't cost any money at all. Open the windows daily to allow fresh air to come into your home. Another thing, depending on what's in the budget for you, consider purchasing an air purifier for your home. One thing that I did is I bought a Molecule, and there are other ones like an Air Doctor that you can get, but the Molecule has this system where you can pay over time, so you can pay monthly, make monthly payments. And that's what I did. So, just to make it more budget friendly for other people, grow or purchase fresh flowers and herbs in your home. This is a natural way to have your house smelling delicious outside of using essential oils. So, like I've already said, if you don't have essential oils, consider purchasing them, quality essential oils, and getting some diffusers and diffusing them in your home. If you're like me and you don't want to have toxic candles, get a diffuser. You can make so many delicious smelling blends yourself, or you can purchase already made blends. So, those are my tips for living a non-toxic life. And those are just the beginning. I mean, your holistic healing journey is going to look different for everybody. It's not going to be the same. But a lot of the time, people feel like it's going to be expensive or it's all or nothing. And it doesn't have to be that way. All you have to do is start being mindful of what you're using in your home, what you're using on your body, and figuring out ways to get rid of the toxic fragrances, get rid of the chemicals, slow down, pay attention. You can do it over time. It doesn't have to be all or nothing, throw everything away. I did that, and it doesn't have to be that way, but it depends on what works for you. Another thing that I didn't really touch on is paying attention to the brands that you're using. So, a lot of the time, there are brands that are not going to be transparent about their testing. And this is what I'm talking about beauty, any sort of lotions or perfumes or makeup. Makeup is a big, big one that I didn't really touch on because I'm going to be having someone come on and chat with us about that soon. But you want to be paying attention to the makeup that you're using, the things that you're putting on your body every single day, and then also what you're exposing your kids to. So I apologize if this seems like a scary episode, but this is something that needs to be discussed. And that's the whole point of my podcast, is talking about the things that matter that people are not talking about enough, because these topics need to be discussed. They need to be discussed within our society because they are literally impacting every single living thing on this planet right now. But yeah, so I'm trying to keep the solo episodes to a half an hour so you guys can listen and then go about your day. And I really like doing them because not only do I get a chance to just talk about the things that really matter to me, but sometimes it's nice to just chat. But anyways, I hope you guys are all having a beautiful night, and I will talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you so much for joining us this week, listeners. I really hoped you loved this episode as much as I did. If you enjoyed it, learned something new, or know someone you feel may benefit from it, please share it with them. Whether you're posting it on social media, sending it in a text or an email, my goal is to open up these types of conversations within our society, within our families, within our friend groups. As always, if you have any feedback, questions, or know someone you think may be a great guest for the podcast, please connect us on Instagram at the Be Loud About What Matters podcast or send an email to beloudaboutwhatmatters@gmail.com. And if I haven't said it already, if you could please subscribe to the podcast, I would so appreciate it. And also leave a review if it's something that aligns with you and you feel like you want to learn more and you want to keep listening. Help us reach more people. I appreciate you all so much and can't wait to chat with you again next week. Bye bye.